Have you ever lost your child? And do you know this sense of abject terror? I know what it's like. I've lost mine. Actually, today it is kind of funny, but it wasn't then. We were at the pottery factory in Williamsburg. This is true. And our second son, Justin, had just been born, and he was about 3 or 4 months old. And we were so stir-crazy that we went away on a vacation and took him, and took our oldest son, Jamie, who was then about 4 years old. And we went down to Williamsburg, and we went to the pottery factory, and it was just mobbed. I mean, just people everywhere. And we were sitting in front of one of these huge buildings, and Brenda had gone into shop, and she was inside for what seemed like a week. And we were sitting out on one of these little park benches outside the building, and it was myself, and it was Jamie, and it was little baby Justin. And I finally got so frustrated, I couldn't take it anymore, and I said to Jamie, "Jamie, you stay right here and watch Justin. I'm going in and look for your mom." Well, I was young, and I was... And Jamie was a very responsible kid at 4. And so I went in to start looking for Brenda all around this huge building. And I looked and looked and looked and looked, and finally I found her, and I said, "There you are." And she looked around, and the first question out of her mouth was, "Guess what? Where are the kids?" I said, "Oh, well, they're out in front on the park bench." And she said, "Who's watching them?" And I said, "Well, Jamie's watching Justin." And she said, "What?" And she started running for the front door, and I'm trying to run behind her, explaining myself and going, "But Brenda, really, they're going to be okay. He's 4 years old. He's very responsible." And we came around the corner. We could hear Justin screaming. And we went out in front, and here is this strange lady that we've never seen before, rocking him back and forth in the stroller, and no sign of Jamie. And I said to the lady, "Who are you?" And she said, "Is this your baby?" And we said, "Yes, it is." And she said, "Well, I was walking into the building," and she said, "This baby was just laying here in the stroller screaming his head off. And I looked around. There wasn't anybody anywhere around that looked like they belonged to this baby. So I thought I would sit down and rock him until the parents finally showed up." And I said, "Oh, did you see a little four-year-old kid anywhere?" And she said, "No." I said, "Well, he was dressed like this. He's real cute. He got a big round face. And you didn't see him anywhere?" "No. He wasn't here when you were here." "No." Man, I can't tell you what went through my gut right about that point. I mean, there are millions of people in this pottery factory. And I had all these visions of Jamie getting hit by a car or run over by that dumb train that runs right through the middle of the pottery factory, or you know, somebody kidnapping him. I mean, and I was frantic, and I hadn't exactly batted 1,000 with Brenda so far this day, and I knew if I lost Jamie forever, she's going to be pretty upset.